بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders and our sisters listening over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again out of His fazal kindness has given us the tawfiq of gathering here for His remembrance and to sit in the gathering of Dhikrullah, which we have mentioned the blessings, the rewards of many times previously. And Allah has brought us here out of His kindness for us. It is not out of our own doings, our own effort. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wishes to cast His mercy on any servant of His, He has the right to do so, and nobody can intervene. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. Whatever rahmat, whatever mercies Allah wishes to open and send down on His believers, فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا, there can be nobody who can hold it back. When Allah wishes to send down His mercy from the heavens, then Allah sends it pouring down. Nobody can intervene or block that mercy from coming down unto the recipient of that mercy. But وَمَا يُمْسِك, whatever Allah wishes to hold back, فَلَا مُرْسِرَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, then there is no person who can force it down or send it down. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, when He loves His banda, then He gives them the tawfiq and ability of His obedience, of His ta'at. So Allah looks at His servant, the moment he tries, he makes a small effort. Allah doesn't look for a very big effort. A few steps you take in the right direction. Just 1-2 degrees a person moves. And what a big difference it makes in the distance where he is going to land. A few degrees away from ma'asiyat, away from ghairullah. The end result is that you are coming closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, all of you remember me, I will remember you. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the hadith of Qudsi, that if man remembers me, himself alone in solitude, then I remember him also alone. Person makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one corner of his house, alone, away from every person, in privacy. So Allah says that I also remember him alone. But when there is a gathering and many people get together, fi mala'in, in a jama'at, now all of them are making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, I remember them also in a gathering now. A gathering which is better than the gathering of this world. The gathering that we, you and I are sitting now, in the eyes of Allah, it is very noble and auspicious. But Allah says, I remember you in a gathering even more auspicious. And that is the gathering of the noble angels. You know, when we meet our friends, especially if a person come back from Umrah, and he says, I remembered you in my dua, how happy we get. So you actually remembered me. Or sometimes he sends you an SMS from there.
I'm sitting in the haram and now I'm thinking of you. How happy we get. Why convey your salam with Rosa Mubarak? And you think that you're such a sinful person. And this person actually remembered you in his du'as there. Here Allah is remembering us. Allah is actually taking our names. Allah makes mention of us or those who remember Him in this world. Imagine people like Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and Mikael and other great angels and the thousands and billions of them. Fi mala'in, in a huge gathering, as a gathering of angels, Allah makes mention of us or those who make His dhikr to the gathering of the angels. So, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. If you remember me, I will remember you. Mufassireen have mentioned many, many tafsirs regarding this. And to simplify all these tafasir, فَذْكُرُونِي, if you remember me, بِطَاعَتِي, with making my ita'at, with obeying me. Whatever I have commanded you, Allama Mahmud Baghdadi in Tafsiruh al-Ma'ani, Sayyid Mahmud Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned, qalban wa qaliban, that remember me with your heart and with your physical body. In other words, you make the dhikr of Allah with your tongue. Allah, Allah. This also is a very great form of dhikrullah. Because when a person is going to make the dhikr of Allah with his tongue, when he's taking the name of Allah, he's praising his Allah, glorifying his Allah, and then the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, loftiness, supremacy comes into his heart. The tongue is not far away from the heart. Just as if a person speaks lies, he cheats, uses vulgar language, abusive language, then this also has an effect on his heart. So similarly, if he takes the name of Allah, it has an effect on his heart, and immediately it will cause the sin and the rust of sin that has corroded his heart to disappear gradually. And then the greatness of Allah comes into his heart. Then the muhabbat of Allah will come into his heart. And then he'll find that his physical body, his other limbs also, will make the dhikr of Allah. How? By obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي بِطَاعَتِي. Or the mufassirin say, Allah says, remember me with my obedience. You obey me. How will I remember you? بِرَحْمَتِي. I will remember you by sending my mercy upon you. Now which person does not require the mercy of Allah? Every second of our life, every second of our life, we are desperately in need of Allah's mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us so many du'as in which we are asking Allah for His mercy. Ya wasi' al-maghfirah, or ya basit al-yadini bil-rahmah. When we enter the masjid, Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi-rahmatika nastaghith. Asking for Allah's mercy all the time. Without Allah's mercy, a person will not be able to function in this world. Leave alone the performing salat and doing other ibadat, he won't even be able to function in the dunya also. For his dunyavi needs, for his worldly needs also. It is only Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy that Allah enables us to see, to speak, to eat, to move around. So Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي, remember me. How? بِطَاعَتِي, with my obedience. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will remember you. بِرَحْمَتِي, with my mercy. And some scholars have mentioned, بِمَعُونَتِي, I will remember you with my assistance. I will help you all the time. Person is doing some business deal, and now things are not coming right. Where does he turn to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he remembers Allah, he makes surah called Salatul Hadith. He begs of Allah. He's sincere. When he turns to Allah, then Allah makes an opening for him. Mind-boggling. Unseen mercy, unseen help, mother comes. So, فَذْكُرُونِي, Allah says, remember me. Some mufassirin say, فِي الدُّنْيَا, you remember me in this world, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will remember you, فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Doesn't mean Allah will not remember us in this world. Allah remembers us. But the special remembrance is there in our akhirat. When you require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, every person on the day of Qiyamah is dependent on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Nabi will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, Nafsi. Beside Rasulullah will say, Allahumma ummati. But the point is that every person on the day of Qiyamah, we know the horrifying events of Qiyamah. Sun will be hovering above our heads. People will be perspiring profusely, running to and fro. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Person will run away, actually run away from his own mother, father, wife, children, brother. Every person will have his own condition to be worried and concerned about. He will not be bothered about the next person at all. There will be hisab kitab taking place. There will be reckoning. There will be an accounting that will take place. There will be mizan. Our amal will be weighed. There is poor sirat is to cross. So who is going to assist us? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said, فَذْكُرُونِي. Remember me in this world. أَذْكُرْكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. I will remember you in the akhirah. فَذْكُرُونِي. Remember me. فِي الرَّخَى. When you are in times of prosperity, happiness, you got good health, you got wealth, you got comfort, you got all the luxury, you got all the happiness, you got the contentment, you got everything, satisfaction, you got the pleasure, you got good wife, children, everything, you got aram, comfort. You've got everything. So in times of happiness, if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, أَذْكُرْكُمْ فِي الْبَلَاءِ. When you're in difficulty, I will assist you. When you're in difficulty, I will come to your rescue. فَذْكُرُونِي بِمُجَاهَدَتِ. Allah says, remember me. How? By making mujahada. You attempted with that evil. Now you're going to turn away. You're going to oppose that evil. You're going to oppose that nafs. You're not going to fall into the temptation. You're not going to become seduced. That pretty woman, she is seducing you. You are attracted towards her. You are working in the same office or very nearby. And each time now, your nazar is almost about to fall on her. And you say, no, my Allah, for your sake, I am not going to see. Very difficult test. Allah says, when you do that, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will remember you how? بِهِدَايَتِ, I will give you hidayat. I will give you guidance. Every day in our salah, اِهْدِنَا الصَّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah, guide me. Guide me onto the straight path. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who oppose them, the nafs, those who oppose nafs and shaitan, those who make mujahada, those who undergo that pain, that struggle against nafs and shaitan. Allah says, we will open roads, not one road, roads of hidayat for the person. He'll be guided every step he takes. When Allah guides a person, then how can he go astray? Whichever road he takes, it is a path of guidance. And all these roads will lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As though Allah is holding him by his little finger and guiding him right to his destination. So فَذْكُرُونِي بِمُجَاهَدَتِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ بِرَحْمَتِي وَبِهِدَايَتِي. I will give you hidayat. Like this, Mufassirin have mentioned many, many things. But in essence, if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by opposing nafs and shaitan, by making the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to guide us. Allah is going to assist us. فَذْكُرُونِي بِالْإِخْلَاسِ وَبِالْإِحْسَانِ. Remember me with ikhlas, sincerity. أَذْكُرْكُمْ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Allah says, I will remember you by answering all your du'as. So Allah is there to help us, to assist us. Allah is the kind, loving Allah, the generous Allah, most forgiving Allah, most merciful Allah. He is the master, he is our creator. He created us. We are in this world. There's no question of being back. We are in this world. We have to go forward. And we're moving towards the akhirah. Every day, the day passes, we are moving one day closer to the akhirah. And that's why the scholars have mentioned that this life is like baraf, an ice block. That it is melting away. Dam badam, raftab. Slowly, slowly. It is just melting away. And before we know, our time has expired in this world. And then there is akhirat. And what is in the akhirat for us? Allah has promised us beautiful jannat, lofty gardens. Allah has promised us the ni'mats of jannat. This morning I was discussing in the tafsir, one of the surahs of the Amma Para, where Allah talks about the lofty gardens of Jannah, the beautiful palatial homes of paradise, the couches that are going to be elevated. In the dunya we have remote system. Press a button, something comes down, then it's elevated. Like that, a jannati, a wali of Allah, mufassirin say, إِذَا أَرَادَ وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. When a wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, of course the inmate of Jannah, he'll wish to rest on this couch. Immediately this couch which is raised, suddenly it'll come down, it'll lower itself. And then this person will just pop onto this couch. Not like the couches of this world. No matter what you pay, what price you pay, whether you get it from China or Japan, wherever it is, no matter how comfortable it may be, the couches of Jannah are far more comforting. Jannah is a place of aram, 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 rest, peace, comfort. And those rest days, we had a holiday now. Many people may have gone for some vacation. They have returned. But why is on a vacation and a holiday? Person wishes he could just remain there, enjoying the cool breeze, and the very scenic atmosphere, and the peace of mind, tranquility, serenity. There's no work. Doesn't have to wake up so early and go to work. There's no toiling. There's no hard labor. Peace of mind. You wish you could just enjoy that serene atmosphere for a longer period. In Jannah, that's what we're going to enjoy. There's no early morning waking up and going to work and coming back in the evening and going through all the difficulties and hardships that you have to endure in this world. There's only comfort and comfort and comfort. There is no ibadat also. Person will go to make sajda, Allah say, no, don't worry. Sajda you made in the world. Ah, you enjoy the fruits of the sajda you made in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us in this world so that we remember Him. With our tongues, with our hearts, with our entire bodies. And when we remember Allah, Allah is going to remember us. Allah is going to shower His mercy upon us. Allah is going to come to our assistance. Allah will guide us. Allah will help us in times of adversity. And it goes on and on and on. So in dunya Allah will help us. In akhirat Allah will help us. This entire dunya, the entire period, this life in the dunya, compared to the life of the akhirat, you know, we feel we are here 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, or even more than that, such a long period. Person says, I saw enough. I went through enough in my life. But this entire worldly life that a person spends, entire life, and the days he spends in this world, compared to the akhirat, is like a person who places his finger in a mighty, huge ocean. Look at the Indian Ocean. Yeah? Place your finger in the middle of the ocean. And then remove your finger. What amount of water will be there on your finger? Nothing. Negligible. Nothing. You have decreased nothing. But that drop of water, a small drop of water that is on your finger, that is the life in this world. And the huge vast ocean, that's the life of the akhirat. Life of the akhirat never ends. Sometimes in the dunya, the children, become a source of agony and pain for you. But in the akhirah, you are enjoying. Sometimes it's some sickness that you are going through. Cancer, whatever it may be, Allah give him shifa. In the akhirah, there is no sickness whatsoever. In the akhirah, you can eat and eat and eat. Dunya doctors say, no, 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 no. Plus you're overweight, you're obese, you've got a heart problem, cholesterol, sugar, you can't eat all those nice chocolates. You can't do this, you can't eat that. Akhirah, no question of cholesterol, heart attack. There's no question of any sickness. There's no question of any diet plan. You can eat and eat and eat. Why? Because there's no question of going to the toilet to relieve yourself. Just one burp. And that burp is not like the burp of the dunya, which is full of odor. That burp, the smell is more fragrant than musk. So how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. How loving Allah is. And how much He's got in store for us. But this dunya is a testing ground. It's a place of examination. Allah wants to test us. Allah, we are His servants. Allah only wants to check how loyal we are, how sincere we are, and whether we are turning to Him or not. Whether we are remembering Him with His ita'at, whether we remember Him by making mujahada of nafs and shaitan, whether we are remembering Him in times of our happiness also, or only we turning to Him when we are in difficulty. This is the nature of man. The moment any musibat comes to him, moment any difficulty comes upon him, then he turns to Allah, and rightfully he should turn to Allah. But the moment that problem is removed, it disappears, it is solved, now the person forgets Allah. Now all the khatams he made, everything he's forgot, he forgets. All the sadaqat he gave, he forgets. The tawafs he made, he forgets. Now he goes back to his old habits. Again, earning the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody asked me last night, how does a person gain closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's a very broad question. It's a very long, elaborate answer. But the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. came to mind, that Allah says, besides the fara'id that I have made compulsory upon you, banda has never come, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي. My banda has not come so closer to me, like how he has come close to me by performing nafil ibadat, nafil salat, nafil sadaqat, besides zakat you give, the sadaqah you give. Why? Why by nafil? One is the farz that we are doing, and that is the duty Allah has put and that we have to fulfill. A person who is working for his boss, who works from a certain time to a certain time, and is given some duties to do, to perform. He fulfills all that, he gets his salary, it's over. But that worker, who comes and he goes beyond that time, if he has to work from 8 to 5, he extends his working hours on his own. And he works another 2 or 3 hours more. Or he comes earlier. Or he takes some homework for himself. Weekends when he's off, he still comes and he works. Will that boss not become happy with him? Exactly the same. Beside the fara'id that Allah has given us, a person who recites extra nafil. Now here Allah is saying that this banda of mine, he's really sincere. He's really loyal. He's a dedicated servant. That he's accomplished his fara'id, but he's still remembering me with nafil. Of course, with that, a person has to stay away from sin. Our mashayikh say that it's more important to stay away from, refrain from guna. By that, they don't mean doing it any ishraq charge, tahajjud namaz. No, no, we've got it wrong. Yes, what they say is, a person mustn't sit whole day in the masjid and sit with tasbih and whole day making reading nawafil, but then he goes out of the masjid, then he makes disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he cheats the customers and he deceives people and he lies, and then he's abusive to his wife and children. That's not right. together with refraining from sin, a person does the faraid and a little bit more nafil. Nafil roza, nafil sadaqat, person goes for umrah, makes nafil tawaf, extra Quran Sharif a person reads, extra salat he reads. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this person has become even more closer to me. So we have come for this majlis of dhikrullah, wherein we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've mentioned so many times previously that it is not just one selected day of the week that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we have for our convenience, because the entire week we've got so many other programs. So we gather on this day so that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learn and we practice how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our own. And the beauty of dhikr is that even when you are in your car, and even when you are at home, and wherever you may be in your office or your surgery, then too you can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have to say Allah, Allah loudly, all the patients see what happened to the doctor today. Even in your heart, you have to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mindful of Allah. My Allah is watching me all the time. And that is the true dhikr of Allah. That is the haqiqi dhikr. That you are not becoming ghafil of Allah. Of course, when you make the dhikr aloud, it has an effect. It must have an effect. So whilst we're talking about dhikrullah and driving and at home, we find our children have gone back to school, mashallah. And all the small ones, first day they have gone. And all the tears running down their cheeks, and the mother and father feel so sorry for them. But after some time they become used to the school. When we send them to school, it is our duty to teach them the du'as when they're leaving the home. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All these are masnoon du'as. Du'as which are taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this, mashayikh say, these masnoon du'as also form part of dhikrullah. So teach them. In other words, you are sending them, reminding them that Allah is with them. So Allah is watching you at school also. Allah is going to protect you at school also. From small, if you nurture the children like this, not that just go to school and come back, oh, they must make salam when they leave the home. Kiss their parents when they're leaving home. Make them neat as we pack the lunch and everything. Teach them the du'as. In the car, instead of listening to the morning news, by what you're going to get out of the news. How much of information you got of the current news, mashallah. I'm not saying the person can't listen. Maulana said, you must listen to news also. We just look for one or two things and then we misconstrue everything. Knowledge you can gain. But I'm saying a whole day goes 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock news, commentary of the cricket, a whole day going in that news. Teach our children, wallah, I swear by Allah, that if we teach our children and bring them up with the right tarbiyah, make this the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the car, or play a CD with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read Yasin Sharif aloud, or the three kulls are aloud, automatically those children, they will be start reading those surahs themselves. There was a time, and many of the elderly people are in this masjid, where in almost every home, there will be Surah Yasin recited after Fajr. Today, I doubt there are so many homes in which Surah Yasin is read after Fajr. The children would never go to school, I will tell you about ourselves also. We would never go to school until we do not finish our Surah Yasin. So if these things are inculcated in our children, from small, at school also, they will remember Allah is watching me. You don't lie. We are Muslim. We shouldn't be lying. Don't cheat. You will teach them how to share their lunch with some poor person. When they come back, not just throw their satchel on one side. Hazrat Maulana had mentioned once, he was sitting, the person came, and he put his Quran Sharif, just threw it on top of the TV. Then he told the parent, this is not a place where you put Quran Sharif. So you teach them adab of Quran Sharif, adab of the kitabs, how to hold the Quran Sharif, how to respect the Quran Sharif. So it's supposed to be a majlis of dhikr, inshallah, we'll continue our dhikrullah. There's a few things that came to mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We turn to Allah, make the dhikr of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, Allah bidhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah will give us a peace, contentment. the depression many people are suffering, it will disappear from their hearts, because they'll be strengthened by the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mayyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us. When you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it in a beautiful tone, because we are taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, ponder over His might, His greatness, His loftiness, His power, His azmat, His kibriya, His qudrat. And when you make say la ilaha illallah, we are negating from our heart all the wrongs that we have in our heart, all the ills we have, all the sin, all the vice, and we are filling in our heart the noor of Allah. From the heart to the arsh of Allah, there is a beacon of noor that is coming now from the arsh unto His heart. And His heart is going to brighten, it is going to illuminate, be illuminated, it's going to shine now. And a person will feel so spiritually charged again. He'll feel Allah is coming into his heart. So let us block our mind off everything else, now only concentrate on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إلا الله لا إله 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 الله عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. My most beloved Allah, my most Kareem Rahim Allah, my most beautiful Allah, my most generous Allah, my most kind and loving Allah. Oh my Allah, you have got such beautiful names, my Allah. Ya Allah, your name brings such sweetness on our tongues, such sukoon in our hearts, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you've got such beautiful names and sifat and qualities, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are our aqa. You are our master, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're turning to you, my Allah. You're the only person, Ya Allah, who is worthy of being worshipped, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're asking you for help and assistance, my Allah. We're asking you for hidayat and guidance, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we're asking you for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have gathered here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, this tooti pooti dhikr we made, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it, my Allah. ہم سب کو ذاکرین میں سے بنا, سب کو شاکرین میں سے بنا. اے اللہ, forgive us if we are not doing it correctly, my Allah. Oh my Allah, look at the sincerity of one person who is coming here. Perhaps he's a little child or an elderly person, my Allah. They have made this qurbani, the sacrifice, my Allah. They have come here because you have mentioned, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I will remember you. Oh my Allah. We have attempted, we have tried to take your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, with these napak tongues of ours, my Allah. With these filthy hearts that we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us a chance, an opportunity. Ya Allah, you were so kind enough, Ya Allah. Despite our filthy tongues and hearts, you still gave us a chance to take your beautiful pak name, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. We have heard from our elders, our mashayikh and the scholars, that Ya Allah, if you take your name even once with muhabbat, my Allah, you will guarantee us jannat, my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. The major sins, the minor sins, Ya Allah. Sins we committed openly, Ya Allah, in public or in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night or broad daylight, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps we bragged over our sins, Ya Allah. We persisted in those gunas. We continued sinning, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become so heavy, my Allah. They have become rusted and corroded, my Allah. They are blackened, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, with the beauty of the dhikr we made, Ya Allah. With the barakat of the dhikr we made, my Allah. Ya Allah, and this, we have raised our hands tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are repenting of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make it be saaf, paak, shining, my Allah. Make our hearts clean, my Allah. Make it be white, my Allah. Whiter than ice and snow, my Allah. Make it be shining, my Allah. Don't make it be heavy, my Allah. Make our hearts become light, my Allah. Make us now have your love and ishq and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your marifat, Ya Allah. With your qurb and yaqeen in your heart, Ya Allah. Yaqeen in your power and your might, my Allah. Ya Allah, that you are the provider, nourisher, the sustainer, my Allah. Make us turn towards you only, my Allah. We are only asking you for assistance, my Allah. You are the only person who can assist and help us, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq, my Allah. With your marifat, my Allah. We are searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are looking for you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are taking the steps towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we take one step towards you, my Allah. When we come walking towards you, my Allah, Ya Allah, you come running towards us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, shower your mercy and kindness upon us, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us obey you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us make your itaat and itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become, make it the itaat of you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it be easy for us, Ya Allah. Make us gain pleasure in it, may Allah. Don't make it become a burden upon us, may Allah. Ya Allah, remove the depression we have in our hearts, may Allah. And all the evils we have in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the anger, Ya Allah, the pride that we have. The jealousy, the malice, Ya Allah, and the different diseases of the heart, Ya Allah, the spiritual diseases that we are suffering, may Allah, Ya Allah, which is corroding our hearts, may Allah, which is consuming our good deeds, may Allah, oh my Allah, make us, Ya Allah, change our condition, change our lives, Ya Allah, make us display a good akhlaq, the akhlaq and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring tawadu in our lives, humility, may Allah. Make us have a soft temperament, Ya Allah, with our wives and children, Ya Allah. With our neighbors and our parents, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us to obey our parents, my Allah. Make our children be obedient to us, my Allah. Make them the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun wa ja'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Guide our children, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, make them naik and salih, Ya Allah. Allah, make all of us from the salihin, Ya Allah. Make them all of us, Ya Allah, from the muqarrabin, Ya Allah. Make us from the sulaha and the atqiya and the abrar, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, select us also, Ya Allah. Include us also, Ya Allah, in the special list of your awliya, my Allah. In the list of your friends, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we don't deserve to be in that list, my Allah. Even if you put our name right in the bottom of the list, my Allah, then too, my Allah, it is sufficient for us, my Allah. At least we'll be amongst your awliya, your true friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that hidayat, Ya Allah. We want to change our lives, Ya Allah. We want that hidayat, Ya Allah. Guide us and put us on sirat and mustaqim, Ya Allah. Don't make us become, Ya Allah, deviated, Ya Allah. Don't make us become misled by shaitan and nafs, Ya Allah. Nafs and shaitan is overpowering us, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have ganged up together, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are defeating us, Ya Allah. They have pinned us onto the ground, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have got the upper hand of us, my Allah. We are becoming subdued, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are shouting for help, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only person who can come to our mother and rescue, my Allah. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith aslih lana sha'nana kullah wa la takilna ila anfusina wa la ila ahadin min khalqika tarfata 'ayn. Oh my Allah, every step that you take, guide us, Ya Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, Ya Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Protect us from all evil, Ya Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the sharir, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen, Ya Allah. Muslim ummah is being oppressed throughout the world, may Allah. Ya Allah, give those zalimeen hidayat, Ya Allah. Make them see the beauty of Islam, Ya Allah. Make them come into the fold of Islam, Ya Allah. Change their conditions, Ya Allah. Make, soften the hearts of, Ya Allah, towards the Muslim ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not ready for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if they're still persecuting and torturing the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, then, Ya Allah, you take control of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, then, Ya Allah, they are left to you, my Allah. أفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. Oh my Allah, you are so loving and so kind, my Allah. Those who are suffering their famine, this drought, Ya Allah, they've got no food to eat, Ya Allah, they've got no water to drink, Ya Allah. Allah, this drought, Ya Allah, or this poverty, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, they're living, they're having, Ya Allah, suffering impoverished conditions, my Allah. Allah, you give them water, Ya Allah, give them food, Ya Allah, give them good nourishment, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we're making shukr to you, oh my Allah. You have given us iman and hidayat, Ya Allah. You have made us an ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have given us every ni'mat that we wish and desire for. Ya Allah, you have given us so much of food, my Allah. Our tables have got so much of variety of food, my Allah. We have so much of dawats and walimas and functions, my Allah. So much of food you have given us, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, don't make us waste that ni'mat, Ya Allah. Don't make us become ungrateful, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you help us, Ya Allah. You assist us, Ya Allah. Help us to remember you, Ya Allah, frequently, Ya Allah, all the time, in times of difficulty, in times of happiness also, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are suffering any type of problem, difficulties, Ya Allah. Especially our brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove all our worries and problems and miseries and agonies and pain, my Allah. Different people have got different problems throughout the world, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. Such problems, Ya Allah, that has taken our sleep away, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's problem, Ya Allah. Whether it is a social problem, whether it is a domestic problem, whether it is some financial difficulty, Ya Allah, whatever it may be, Ya Allah, the
children have become a pain to the parents of Allah. Ya Allah, whatever difficulties people are going through, widows and orphans, Ya Allah, remove all the difficulties, Ya Allah. Remove each person's worry and problem and misery and depression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, remove the sicknesses, Ya Allah. So many of them who are going for an operation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are so worried, Ya Allah, they've got this, they are gripped with fear. Perhaps it may turn out to be cancerous, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of this gathering, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have answered all our du'as, my Allah. You have never let us down, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made du'a, Ya Allah, for so many people in hospital. Oh, my Allah, so many of them who actually phoned to say, Alhamdulillah, my child is running about now. Ya Allah, they have mentioned that the child is healthy now. And so many people who went for heart problems, Ya Allah, who have went for bypass, now they are feeling more healthy and more fit, my Allah. It is only you who answers du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you. We are knocking on your door. Those who are going for an operation, those who underwent an operation, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, those who are old, Ya Allah, remove all the illnesses, Ya Allah. Protect all of us from all the deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, Ya Allah, grant them jannah to firdaus, Ya Allah. Especially our mashayikh ikram, ulama'i izah, those who worked, those who, Ya Allah, suffered because of us, Ya Allah. They made all the sacrifices. They cried and cried in the nights for us. So many changed their lives because of the efforts, Ya Allah, of your close ones, Ya Allah, who cried during the night, who worked during the day, to try and bring us closer to you, O my Allah. They did it solely for your pleasure, my Allah. They've left this world, my Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus. Make the qabr iraudatun min riyadul jannah. Protect them from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. Bless them with all the bounties of paradise, my Allah. May the cool breeze of jannat enter into the qabr, Ya Allah. Allah, if any person of our families and relatives and friends who has passed on, Ya Allah, and who is suffering any type of azab in the qabr, my Allah, remove the azab, Ya Allah. Remove the azab, Ya Allah. Keep their families, Ya Allah, sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, when it is our time, Ya Allah, to leave this world, make us, Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path. Allahumma rzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. Wal mawta bi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us da'wah the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the condition that you are pleased with us. Make us da'wah with iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman. Wa amitna ala al-iman. Wa ahshurna yawma al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. We are going to beg from you again and again, because you have proven it to us, Ya Allah. When we ask for this Mubarak maut, you give it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, bari'il jannatul baqeen, Ya Allah. That's the only hope we have, Ya Allah. That on the day of Qiyamah we can stand up, Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother Farooq radiallahu anhu, and all the other illustrious Sahaba ikram, Ya Allah, and all those who are buried in Jannatul Baqi, and then the people of Mu'alla, Ya Allah, will come. Oh, my Allah. And they will be granted the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the only hope we have, my Allah. We have got no a'mal salihah that we can present, Ya Allah. We do things without any ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do things for show and ostentation and riyah. Protect us from all this, my Allah. Give us ikhlas in all the work that we are doing. Our dhikr, our bayanat, our qiraat, our tilawat, Ya Allah. Our teaching, our business, whatever work we are, occupation we are doing. Whatever we are doing for the sake of deed, especially, my Allah. Give us sincerity and ikhlas. Give us acceptance throughout the four corners of the world. Make us the marja of your khalaiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to benefit the entire ummah of Rasulullah. Make it easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have placed this responsibility on our shoulders, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, Ya Allah, to carry it out correctly, Ya Allah, and efficiently, my Allah. And help us to quench the thirst of the billions of people who have got different types of problems and queries, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, grant us the Hawd al-Kawthar water from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah. He'll be standing at Hawd al-Kawthar waiting for us, my Allah. Make us go running towards him, Ya Allah. Make him open his arms for us and embrace us, my Allah. Just to put our heads on his Mubarak shoulder, Ya Allah. And feel the coolness of his chest coming onto our bodies. Looking at his Mubarak face, my Allah. We've read the Shama'il, how beautiful our Rasulullah was. How soft his palm was. Oh my Allah, how handsome he was. With his beautiful black zulfa. His shining face. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, don't make us deprive, mahroom, Ya Allah. Don't deprive us of being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, then make him give us a hose of kosar water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of the qabr, from the azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Don't take us near Jahannam. Make us go straight into Jannah, Ya Allah. Make us enjoy the beautiful ni'mat of Jannah. And oh my Allah, give us the greatest bounty in Jannah. When you will remove the hijab and parda, and the Jannatis will look at you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, then we will look at you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that opportunity, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our desires, Ya Allah. We've got so many things to ask you, my Allah. So many people requested so many different du'as. Answer every person's du'a. Yeah, so many youngsters, Ya Allah. Young boys and young girls, Ya Allah. Some who have gone old also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're looking for suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them suitable partners, Ya Allah, so they can get married, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them a blissful and happy marriage, Ya Allah. And a nikah full of taqwa, life full of taqwa and happiness. And give them pious offspring, Ya Allah. Those who are already married but got no children, Ya Allah. Grant them pious, neck, healthy, good children, Ya Allah. Those of us who are married and got children, Ya Allah. Make our children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them be obedient. Make them imams of the muttaqeen, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ يَا اللَّهُ give us halal رُزْقِي وَبَرَكَتِي يَا اللَّهُ give us plentiful يَا اللَّهُ without slogging without working hard يَا اللَّهُ you pour your rosy and sustenance to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us have contentment, Ya Allah. Give us qanaat, Ya Allah. Give us qanaat, Ya Allah. Give us qanaat, Ya Allah. Ya rahmataka narju fala takilna ila anfusina. Ya Allah, we want your mercy, Ya Allah. We want your mercy. One merciful glance from you, Ya Allah. It will suffice us in dunya, qabr, and akhirat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.